little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Hello and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm George.
And today we have, a year on, our two favourites. They're like salt and pepper, bread and butter.
Apple to my core.
It's Shine and
Kane. You just ruined the flow.
Hey, Shine
and Kane. Apple to my core one.
You tried.
You really tried.
Apple to my peanut butter.
It's like he's been the bottom.
What is that say? Apple.
Core to my apple?
Apple to my seed. Let's just go with
apple
that.
Apple to my seed.
Seed for an apple. You know what I mean?
You're my apple to my seed.
Well,
what's going on?
Yeah, how are you both?
I'm good. I'm fucking freezing being back in the UK.
Yeah, we'll get on to that. You've been away. Never knew.
Shut up.
No, shut up, George. Oh, you've been in Dubai for the last 6 months. Shut up, woman. And Kane, how's things?
Same old, same four fucking walls, lad.
Honestly.
Have you guys missed each other?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
What was it like being apart from each other for so long?
Well, I went traveling with the wrong person. So, like.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll get on to that.
Oh. Oh, my God.
And then that made me miss him and realise, Kane should be near.
Why am I getting soppy?
We're 30 seconds.
Have you got travelling in the blood?
No.
I don't think you would.
Are you a Bristol babe through and through?
Yeah.
I couldn't. I just want to ask quickly, would you guys ever move to London? Is it on the cards? Like,
we always said we would, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think that'd be well fun. Much.
I feel like the idea is amazing, but I feel like I'd get here and I'd be like, I want to go out.
Guys, trust me, it's fine.
Are you homebodies though? Months, you give me that homebody vibe. Yeah.
I think I'd want to move to Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, like nice. A city, smaller city than London.
Yeah.
Build yourself up a bit.
I don't think I could cope with London.
It's busy.
It's
so busy. It's busy. And everyone's fucking miserable.
Jordan, maybe like
well.
Manchester. That's like halfway.
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's ages away.
Yeah, that's even
from
further.
From me, that's like 5 hours.
Wait, Wales even below Scotland?
Do I think when people say Wales, they think of Cardiff? But like, you've got Cardiff and I'm on the like west.
You're by the sea, aren't you?
I'm on the beach, yeah.
He's on the beach.
I am miles away.
So where the fuck is Wales?
Wales is there. Manchester's
Get up, Matt. Google map.
Yeah, Wales is massive, but I think people just automatically think Cardiff.
Look, east by the sea.
Wales is there.
No,
it's not.
Where's that?
That's Newcastle.
That's Dumfries.
Liverpool.
That...
Oh, it's Liverpool. Yeah. Liverpool by the sea.
Wait, no, where is this?
So I live...
No, this
where
like.
Where the fuck are we now?
I thought that was Wales.
George, that's France, lad.
No,
No.
You're
not even in the United Kingdom.
No, seriously. Is this
he
Ireland?
He only knows Nobu and Shoreditch House, so that's all he knows.
Is that Scotland?
No.
Southern Upland.
Please, he lives in Wales.
Yeah, in Scotland.
And this is London.
I thought, where are we looking? Dumfries was Wales.
What's Dumfries?
Actually, you're by Bangor.
No, that's North Wales. I'm
Bangor.
South Wales.
Right. Anyway,
done with the
George,
lesson.
What the fuck?
Well,
so you're actually really close. Wait.
Close to what?
I went to Reading the other day and there were signs for South Wales and Bristol.
Yeah, they're not near Reading, though.
I'm miles away from Reading.
You've been to Tenby. When I was like 8 months old. Should we go to Tenby this year?
Yes, I'd love to, George, but this conversation was exhausting.
Yeah,
I feel exhausted. Right.
I'm sorry.
So it's been a year since you've been on the set. Like, what's changed in a year for you guys?
It's been a year since you've come out. I'm sorry. I was trying to make...
Come out?
No, I was just making
that
up.
That was 5 years ago, but...
Oh, wow. A whole other story.
So what's changed in a year? What's been going on?
Well, I've been the other side of the world.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, lost a bit of weight.
With travelling, so like, tell everyone where you went.
So, Southeast Asia and Australia, I think everyone goes travelling there.
Yeah,
I think the walk-in is just too much. Like, the sweating, like, I used to sweat like I was on Hogwarts. It was fucking, like, dripping down me.
Yeah.
And that's how I lost all my weight.
And that's Were you doing mukbangs and that on your room?
No.
Nothing to fucking eat, is it?
Literally nothing. And I won't trust the food in Asia. Just won't do it.
Right.
But you'll eat it in the UK.
We'll eat in the UK, but won't do it in Asia. Fuck that.
What was your favourite thing you ate in your travels?
Oh, fuck. Noodles. or a burger. Like, I wasn't very, like, culture. Okay.
Where was some of the places you travelled then? Did you like Vietnam?
No, didn't do Vietnam. I did...
I don't know why I'm acting like I know that I couldn't
tell
you where
Thailand, Singapore, Bali, East Coast of Australia and West Coast of Australia.
So, Kane, did you did you experience anything new while Yaren was gone? Like, did you, what I mean? Like, fill the void by trying anything new, new hobbies?
No, just went on holidays with different people. That was it, pretty much. And I went to my first event, actually, without Yaren.
Did you? What was it like?
Horrible.
It was good.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Was that when Alphabet was there? And the whole scandal with that. Yeah. Did you hear about
that? What scandal? There's always
Oh, my God. What was it?
Did she have a card machine in a pocket?
No, it was basically she rocked up to this event and then there was a massive thing over TikTok about saying, oh, why is she being invited? Because all the like backstory on her has come up or something.
I've had to press not interested so many times. It's like a, just an alpha free zone.
I'm just like, that's old news now. Do you know
it
what I mean?
It is old news. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I don't see Chelsea Lear screaming groups on my For You page anymore.
And it's
been
a goddamn day, isn't it? Peaceful time to be alive right now.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Stunning. So Bali, I've been to Bali. Did you get the belly?
No, but my mate did. We had to ring a doctor for her. Yeah, she was on a drip for an hour. She was absolutely fine.
Wow.
Dramatic. But
I hardly ate. I was having pizza, burger. I wasn't eating any of...
Yeah.
Like, no way. No.
Well, none of the street foods just interested you.
Oh my God, honestly. Yeah. I landed in Bangkok and I was like, literally the first 2 days of traveling, I walked past this stall and there was like fish and chicken, glazing sun on them, just on ice. I was like, how?
Salmonella galore.
Yeah, how the fuck does
disgusting.
People deal with
that? I couldn't. I'm sorry.
I know what you mean. Like, you know, when they've got the hanging ducks and I think,
the thing is,
I don't eat that even over here. Like when I see a kebab shop, I think, no, it's sweaty.
I do love a lamb don kebab. Not going to lie.
I'm not into lamb. Honestly, George cooked.
Let me show you what
you cooked this morning.
Lamb chop, your dick.
What, this morning for breakfast?
No.
Lock and this is what we just done.
It looked absolutely lush. Oh.
Why are you looking like that? Why are you looking?
Chef.
They look cremated, but I'd eat them.
They were well done.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have my meat well done. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
You could have bought them for me.
Put some respect on my name, thanks. Can I just butt in? I want to get down to business. Who did you go away with?
Are you going to say?
Or like, what was the relationship and what's going on?
No, I'm not even saying that. I want to know the group of people. Okay. And was there a certain someone in that group that was like,
what is going on?
So, I obviously went traveling with someone.
Yeah.
I didn't actually got this, you know. So, I just saw your way of mate.
Wait, so you went traveling with someone?
Yeah.
And then?
Do you know who? No.
Is it? Oh, wait. Is it this person?
She went traveling with a friend.
Yeah, yeah. And then obviously
that name.
Yeah. Okay.
And then basically we were doing. Do you know what Casey's just done with My Adventure Project?
Yeah.
We got gifted that as well. So we had to go to Australia together. We had a massive argument in Thailand, and I just ditched him and went to Australia on my own. Oh. Then I had to meet him, and then I haven't spoken to him since. After the
call. Was it just friends, just My Adventure Project, or was it?
No, it was just friends. Yeah, just friends. Yeah, right. But we just had the biggest argument, and then that was that.
Do you know what they always say? You never know someone till you like go away with them.
Yeah,
he says that all the time.
Yeah, and you don't.
Traveling makes a break, or even a holiday.
Yeah, in a holiday, it's very telling.
Yeah,
so I love holidays. Little bust up in Thailand.
Yeah, bust up in Thailand.
So are they still out there?
They're still out there. Yeah. Still in Australia, literally, and I'm living life,
thriving.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's that.
The drama.
Yeah.
Did you not think about when you? Because obviously, you probably would have heard all this. Did you not think like, let's just catch a flight out there?
No,
go
honestly,
save my best friend.
No, you were close. You were so close.
Was I?
Yeah, you fuck off.
I feel like I was just fueling the fire. Like you were like, please come and see me. And I was like, I'll think about it. And then I looked at the prices. I was like, okay, no. But then I went to New York and Paris instead.
I was going to say, you've been to New York and Paris. You've been traveling about.
Yeah.
How were they?
Not quite like what he's been doing.
Yeah.
I just lived my Gossip Girl fantasy. It was unreal.
Was it?
Yeah, stunning.
I've never been to New York.
Never seen Gossip Girl.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, maybe
have
not.
You? Have you watched
maybe
that?
Maybe not.
Yeah. parts, but I'm not like a Gossip Girl diehard.
Is that the Regina No, that's
Mean Girls.
Virginia.
Come on, guys. You even gay? Even I know that. You seen the Mean Girls musical?
No.
No, neither.
Apparently it's shit.
Yeah, it looked arse.
Yeah, apparently it's so shit.
Yeah.
There was a screening for it, wasn't it?
There was a screening.
Was there?
Yeah, I think there was, yeah.
Yeah, people left because it was that shit.
Oh, God. No. Well.
Vagina George.
The more you know. It's Regina George.
Whatever her name is, Regina.
I got some bits about stories because you had some hilarious stories last time you were here. And we just want to know about your worst takeaway experience. because like I've had ring sting before.
Multiple times I've had.
Yeah, which is pretty.
Yeah, I have it all the time.
Oh, last time, love, didn't I? So
yeah,
yeah. I think I don't actually know because we haven't been together for a while.
What was, I've got it.
You're like Sparky Sally has come to
I've
you.
I've got it. You sit down, love.
I'm already sat.
All right.
I'm sat.
We went on a night out in my hometown.
Oh, fucking hell.
There's two,
hell.
Actually. We went on a night out in the hometown and got a kebab afterwards. And Yayan decides, whilst like he's going to bed, like to have some Pepsi, and that wasn't enough. During the night, he woke up and downed 2 liters of Pepsi.
No, that's not even a lie.
Right,
that's
like so 2 liter bottle of Pepsi. Wakes up and I swear to God, it's like a witch's cauldron bubbling, and he's just like this, spraying it everywhere. Everywhere.
Out of your arms.
Like, no, sick. Both. No, it was both. Sick. Everywhere.
I mean, honestly, what, it was fucking
not in
both.
The toilet.
No. He was in agony.
No. Like, just any, just.
Honestly, I literally woke up everywhere. Like,
everywhere.
And then there's another time I had the same kebab. Woke up at 6 a.m.
No, all over my landing.
Yeah,
right.
All over his TV.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Yeah, literally, every time I go to Kane's, I'm ill, so I won't go to Kane's now.
Oh, no.
I probably said that.
No, because you could just imagine.
No, honestly, like, I've sat on that toilet.
Do you not think you shouldn't have had 2 liters of Pepsi, though?
Also, the kebab.
That's diabetic. That's screaming diabetic. Like, I'm surprised I'm still breathing. And that's not even a lie, honestly. Yeah. You know when you're so thirsty,
yeah,
and you can't be asked to get up for water?
I feel you.
The Coke was there.
That is so funny. That is so funny.
That's awful.
Oh, it was awful.
Was that since you got back, or was that before?
No, that was before.
Yeah, have you had any nights out since you've been back?
Your wedding, your dad's wedding.
God, my dad's wedding, yeah.
Oh my God, the picture at the end of the camera roll. And it's usually standing like that. It's so damn.
I mean, there's no gossip from there. Is that there's
I love a wedding though, don't you?
I've never been to one until that one. I had well of a time.
Do you know what? They're fun.
Yeah.
From Prosecco all day. It's Prosecco on the free
you
food.
You always find out like someone's been fingered round the back alley or something, isn't it, in weddings.
Mm.
Like the groom not the groom. Who's the groom?
The groom.
The best man, isn't it? They try and like.
I've got.
I was the best man, I'm gay, so I won't be fingering.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair. Fair. Did you do a speech?
No.
You didn't.
Checking down.
I was chicken down.
Was you?
Well, he was like, I don't want you to do speeches. I was like, okay, didn't write anything, and then.
They wanted to speak.
I'm not doing it.
Oh no! Yeah. I thought they'd have put you on the spot.
That. It's always.
It was just like a massive piss up.
When you came back, just quickly going back to you traveling. When you came back to the airport, did Kane have like a banner? Like,
did I how? What do you do it for me? No,
that's.
I couldn't even get up for water, love. You had to down 2 liters of Pepsi, let alone a fucking sign.
I picked you up from the airport.
All right.
You just don't have a license to do it.
Oh.
And what?
Oh.
It's what it is, was what it was, love.
What the fuck?
I feel like that would fuel the relationship rumors even further, though, with a banner at the airport. Do you know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
Is it nice to be home, though? Is it nice to be back together?
Yeah,
I think seeing
nice.
Everyone, yeah, 100%. Like, obviously, now we're back together, but.
Just the weather shit,
I'd rather live in Australia.
Yeah. Really? Is that your favourite part?
Yeah. Oh, it's unreal.
Unreal. The bugs and the spiders.
Do you know what? Everyone says about the snakes and spiders. I only seen one massive spider and one wild snake.
Were you in the right places, though? I feel like when you go out and back, you find more of them walking around.
I think it's more like outback. Like on the East Coast, it's very busy, so they're not around.
You're in Sydney, like, you're not exactly going to bump into a walking spider.
I guess the spiders have day jobs in the city, do you know what I mean? They clock in, clock out.
Thank you to Surfshark for sponsoring today's episode of Not My Bag. As you guys know, I'm a bit of a Kris Jenner and I love planning an event, date night, anything.
Yeah, I recently took Lolly actually away to the Lake District and I wanted to keep it a bit of a secret.
It's always good to have your back covered, and that's why I'm so happy to be working with today's sponsor, Surfshark.
So if you're like us and travel a lot for work or even just take a train, it's good to keep yourself protected. Surfshark encrypts online data and helps to secure your personal information so when you use free public Wi-Fi.
Which can be a goldmine for hackers.
He's got it.
Me, I'm always on my phone and need to make sure that my accounts are safe.
Another amazing thing about Surfshark is it allows you to place your device anywhere in the world.
That's great when you're keeping up with Love Island, but you're on holiday.
You know I love a good bargain. Surfshark also offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, there's no need to worry.
Secure your privacy with Surfshark and unlock the web today with my exclusive coupon code NOTMYBAG for an extra 3 months free at surfshark.deals/NOTMYBAG. So the code is NOTMYBAG, NOTMYBAGG, and that's at surfshark.deals/NOTMYBAG
for an extra 3 months free. Don't say we don't hook you up and plug you guys with the very best. Thank you once again to Surfshark for sponsoring today's podcast sound. Let's get back into it.
Back to the old saucy
questions.
Let's
sing a hymn. Oh, sorry.
What did you just say?
Let's sing a hymn. You can tell that he's had too much caffeine today.
I'm on a bit. I'm it. That is.
Also, on caffeine, do you guys drink any caffeine?
Oh, babe, I only have one a day because my bowels will go mad.
So do mine.
I don't.
How many pumps of like caramel or syrup?
One shot.
Tell him how much you have.
No, don't.
I reckon about say. Five.
Five morning. I've got one of the 1 litre pumps, so I'm just like, make myself an instant coffee, blah, blah, milk in, one.
How have you got teeth?
Is this normal?
Do you know what?
No, that's not normal.
That's not
my
normal.
Teeth
that's
are
normal.
Actually feeling sensitive.
Yeah, that's, I'm not fucking
you
surprised.
You've got sugar
that.
Erosion.
Wait, do you drink tea?
Nah.
I was going to say, like, you'd be the one to have like 7 sugars in your tea, wouldn't you?
Oh, I have 2, yeah. Oh, I need to stop having that many thingies. That scared me.
You just get sugar-free syrup. What,
and yeah, that's fine. Do you think that's enough? Like, do you think that's not too sweet?
Oh, it's so good. So sweet. No, I've got such a sweet tooth.
I'm opposite. I have 5 shots of coffee, just water, and just a little bit of syrup.
That's fucked.
No, that's fucked.
And then I have like a 140 milligram caffeine drink after that.
What? That's... You must be bouncing around the fucking walls, lad.
See, my body's now adjusting, which is even worse. So like, if I don't have it, I start to have withdrawals.
So I was like sitting there sweating like...
Oh my God, that's so bad. 5 shots of coffee, I couldn't think about anything worse.
Yayan. Sorry.
Like psychic today.
What was the first meal you ate when you came back? I'm acting like you've been in prison for like 3 years.
What is it?
I've never had one.
Fuck off.
I've never had a Toby Carvery.
I think I've had the breakfast there. With
you've
the
never
pudding.
Had a roast dinner from
I've
Toby Carvery?
I've never had a Toby Carvery.
Do you like roast, George?
I love them.
You love them?
They're our favourite foods.
Why are you snubbing up?
And in...
roast. You don't look a roast.
No, it's not like I don't like them, but I'm
you
like,
just don't like
picky,
bread.
Like they should be together.
That's so out of
no, I just feel like it's just like Christmas Day dinner. Like that's the only time I'd really
no.
We wanted you guys to come round and do our roast series at the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, no.
So you're saying you don't want it?
No, like, all right, I changed my mind. If I fancied one.
What about we're going to change it up in summer and do a barbecue? Would you come for a barbecue? Do you like barbecue?
Absolutely.
Barb me up.
Okay. Barb me up. Barb me up. Have you guys been trying the new Mackey's menu or anything?
Oh, no, yeah, we did that, didn't we? Have you tried the biscoff frappe?
Not yet. Is
unreal.
It nice? Is it?
It's
yeah, it
unreal.
Is so nice.
It's stunning.
See, I had the double, what is it, the quarter pound of deluxe thing?
The deluxe, it's only, it comes with like a slab of fucking tomato in it.
I know,
tomato.
But honestly, shoved 3 up my bum hole because they were incredible.
Oh.
Absolutely, like we were sat in bed. I think we had it as an afters, didn't we? I think we had a dinner and then had a McDonald's
oh,
after.
I don't think. I rate that.
Do you ever do that? We have like a 11 o'clock craving at night to like get more food.
Do we ever do that?
Yeah. That is the stupidest.
I was like, surely fucking not.
You're asking us that.
Both of your faces genuinely look confused.
I was like,
that's normal. That's so normal.
What do you have? Like, what's your go-to?
We'd have an Indian and then go to McDonald's.
Do you?
Yeah.
We did that one night. It was Nando's and Giros.
Yeah, we'd have an India and then go for a double cheese.
Oh, damn, when I'm eating my food, I'm thinking about what I'm going to get next.
Double cheese
and I do that.
That's easily done.
I do that.
Really?
Actually, yeah. Talk us through, because one of the reasons we love you so much is your abbreviations, right? We literally have a group chat.
I'm pretty sure we touched on this last
but
time.
But I want to know, are there any new abbreviations?
Unray.
Is that
unreal?
Okay, unreal.
Fuck, it just comes to us, doesn't it?
Like, but you've got dubs, sauce egg,
yeah. I feel like that's ours now.
McFlur. That's McFlur.
We understand. We said that last time.
Any when you've been away, both?
Oh, instead of saying I'm done, I go I'm done elmed.
I'm done elmed. Okay, fine. I
don't know. Like, it just comes out.
Yeah.
I don't make it up. It just comes out.
That's the one we said this morning. When we said, the wing stops from heaven, we were like, us from Heather Trot.
Yeah.
Just random as hell. Like, it doesn't even make sense, but it does.
I love it. You guys need, like, a language book, but for yourself.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
We need a dick.
Also, I want to...
See? A dick.
I want to know, are you guys carrying on with, like, your merch or anything and stuff?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not the merch. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do the merch anymore.
Okay, right.
I'm just like, that's giving...
You've outgrown it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's giving cheesy, scabby, nasty.
Yeah.
Cheesy scab. It's giving cheesy scab.
I would say more like working towards a brand rather than
okay,
like merch.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Something's...
Looks like NDAs are in place. You both like...
Yeah.
Hush, hush. Until next time. I love they were asking like really nice questions then on my screen. I've got, where is the riskiest place you've had sex?
Do you want to say it, guy?
Dude, was there any of that?
Wait, not together.
You were left there. Do you want to say?
No, yeah. He can lead the way because he's probably worse than me.
I'll warm us up. A field in Harlow.
You don't need to know where that place is. It's just not very nice.
Mine would probably be my old school car park. Oh,
car park?
Hanging out the car.
What car was it?
Oh, it's a bit of Fiat 500. It's my first car.
Fiat 500 hanging out?
No, not Fiat 500.
Fiat 500. Hanging out the fucking of a Fiat 500.
No, door open. I was hanging out and... Yeah, it's pitch black, obviously.
Oh, but okay, but
why your old school car park? Why that?
Felt risky.
That's mental.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Was there any shenanigans on travels? Nah. Because there's loads of English people travelling, isn't there?
Yeah,
loads.
There is. Like Thailand's very
large. Half of my phone is people travelling, and they're all English, and they're all at Finn's Beach Club in Bali or whatever.
It's all unreal. You need to go there.
Is it? Yeah. It looks like the old beach of Bali.
Yeah, true. It's given that. I haven't been to O Beach, but it's given that, yeah.
So you didn't take a sip out of anyone's cocktail bucket when you were away or anything?
Oh, we're getting the answer.
Well. You did. You got to say it.
Why are you like dragging me on?
Okay.
So all I'll say is something might have happened in a 4-bedroom dorm and that's it.
You had a foursome?
No, in a hostel, like 4-bedroom hostel.
In a 4-bed dorm.
And that's all I'm going to say on the matter.
Oh. Aww.
But why the 4 beds?
It was just this random boy that I met in there. And then I
couldn't... That's all I'm saying on the matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Then, random guy.
Yeah, I just come in drunk and then, yeah.
And you just stumbled in and said, last two people stumbled fuck in, off.
And, yeah.
Stumbled in him.
And the rest is history.
Rest is his.
Rest is his.
I'm obsessed.
God.
Well, that leads me on to what's your favourite sex position? Fuck me, Rosie was horny this morning. Right? What are you doing at your desk? Is that it?
No, mine's mesh or dog.
Mesh
or dog. Mesh. Yeah, mesh or dog. I love it.
You guys need the Kama Sutra, but your own, and you just abbreviate each position.
I want to wait. I don't know if I should ask this.
Rev cow, reverse cowbird.
Rev cow. How does it work? Like, Joe, help me.
Oh,
out
no,
here.
We did this last time. And yeah, I don't get it.
No, not that. I don't know. No. What is it like the top thing and the. What, how does that work?
Top and bottom.
Top and bottom.
So top bar.
Top bar.
When you top bar. Yeah, so you just got like one person that will be like the...
Shagger.
The shagger. And the shaggy.
Yeah, and the shaggy.
Yeah.
So,
but do you know
there's
how
no
you...
right angles.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Shag.
Yeah.
It's just... With an asshole instead of
I think he knows what
you're doing.
You don't fucking put in your belly button, Nav.
It's just top, yeah. One's top, one's bottom.
What are you?
Gas.
I want to say if you're hanging your ass out of a Fiat 500, you're a bar. You're a bar.
Oh, yeah, you're
I'm a bar. No, I'm like a verse bar. I'm a top.
Not a verse bar.
Verse bar. Verse bar until you've had a Pepsi.
2 liters of Pepsi.
Well,
me. Bart.
Bart.
I'm a Bart.
Just do Bart. Right, well.
Bart.
Oh, and now Rosie's written, take your clothes off. I'm joking.
Oh, fuck. I was like,
I'm about to unzip.
Christ.
I'm joking. So what we do is we do like, because we're in LA right now. And you're in Essex.
You're back at home.
Just in the United Kingdom.
House is all right.
So.
Got the family picture there. Thanks.
Ah, why is Joe scribbled out?
Because I moved to LA.
Did you get the whole point?
I get it.
Hurry up, you lazy Bart.
Lazy Bart.
So we've got, we do some LA news and some like Essex news.
I've got some news.
Are you?
No, it's fine. I'm going to read it out though.
It's fine. Okay. Yeah, you don't worry. So we've got, have you seen the photos from Victoria Beckham's birthday party?
No.
Messy.
So it looked messy. I'll show you some pics. the Spice Girls are all together. Do you like a bit of Spice, G?
In one of them shagging the other or something like that.
Which one? Scissorin.
Well, I guess.
Fuck off.
I heard someone shagged one of them.
I don't know that. I know Mel B's always been a bit on
her.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Is she?
Maybe. I've heard that. Seen that.
Is this how you guys would leave a party on each other's backs?
Well, I couldn't carry him.
Fuck off. Yeah, no, that's... No, I'd carry you.
You wouldn't, lad.
Yeah, I would.
Your knees would concave.
Your knees would concave. Not the old concave. So yeah, no, that looked messy, which we love. I've got here, the party was held on Saturday at Oswald's, a private members club in London. It was in London.
I was in land.
We could have got...
Wait, do they live in land?
He just catches his arm.
Land! I don't know.
I thought they lived in LA.
Do they?
Yeah, why is this LA news?
They had going Tom Cruise, Salma Hayek, Eva Longoria, Gordon Ramsay. Who would you invite to your birthday party? Like, what's your dream lineup? Both
Tate McRae.
Tate McRae. Yeah. Aaron Agrante.
Tate McRae.
Yeah.
Tate McMuff. I love Tate McMuff.
Yeah, really. Ariana Grande. How many people? Five.
Yes, go with five.
Fuck. Niall Horan. Horny.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's well fit.
Horny.
Yeah.
We've got Tate, Ariana, Niall.
Do you know who I find really fit?
Tell me.
Who?
Landon Barker.
Who?
Is it Landon or London? No, it's not London. Landon
Barker. Who's that?
Travis Barker's son.
I didn't even know he had a son.
Oh, so fair.
Really?
Yeah, him. And then I'd have Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
Landon Barker.
Yeah.
Really?
Is he not?
No, he looks fucked there.
Really?
Yeah. Right, no, that's never a good sign. Right? Every photo should be.
How old are you, by the way?
24. How old are you?
Oh, right, he's younger than me. He's 20.
Oh, that's fine.
That's fine.
I just didn't know your age boundaries.
That's fine. He can still hang out at the back of the fucking Fiat 500 for him.
More like a Rolls Royce with him, lad.
He's also got a daughter called Alabama Barker.
No, have you ever seen her?
She's so fair.
She's gorgeous. Oh,
she's so fair.
Alabama.
Yeah. Alabama Barker.
What do you guys think of Barry Keoghan?
Who's that?
You know the guy
I thought Saltburn didn't understand it. I
watched it. You know?
I was like, what the hell is going on? But now with Sabrina Carpenter, I'm obsessed.
Oh, same.
I'm obsessed.
I have no clue. But like, the whole film was weird.
Did you?
So weird.
Speaking of weird things, because I was want to talk. Speaking of weird things, I want to talk about Baby Reindeer.
Have you watched it?
No. You watched Baby Reindeer?
No.
No.
Shut up.
Bad brain.
Well, you need to watch it.
Baby Reindeer is sick.
There's so much going on about it at the minute because it's based on a true story and the guy in it, it's actually his life. And people are now hunting for the people.
So the actor Richard Gadd, who he plays himself, and it's his story. He's actually reliving it for the series.
But like,
we've not obviously the real stalker, but it's him.
He was stalked, but now people are trying to find the stalker in real life. And he tried to make her really hard to find, but like people have found her.
People have found her on Twitter, and they're finding the real. So basically, the tweets and the messages they use in Baby Reindeer are real, and people are finding them on Twitter. So one of them was, "My curtains need hung badly," like saying she wants.
That was in the series.
That was in the series, and the real tweet is here from 2014 that people are finding.
What?
Yeah,
I know.
You have to watch.
How
it.
People if you're dig gonna, so well, don't they?
Don't they?
So yeah,
but
well.
If you're going to make a series about it, like you've got to kind of expect it.
This is what everyone's saying, and he's put on his Instagram, like, guys, like you need to respect these people's privacy. Like this was like
I'll make a series about it.
But I'll make a whole series about it. It's number one on Netflix. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's pretty wild.
We'll watch that later.
Yeah, slay.
Defo watch half an hour episodes as well. Easy to get
Banging.
Through.
Seven
I think
episodes.
Four or five's a bit heavy. So you know, get a double McMuff out for that.
Get your tits out. I was like,
some tissues out.
Yeah, it's a good watch. Lisa Bags messaged me last night. She said it's a bit heavy.
Why are you talking about our mum like that?
Just say mum.
Lisa Bags. Do you?
For the listeners at home. You're right, calm down.
Lisa Bags.
Had too many coffees today, too much syrup. Anyway.
Some respect on Lisa Bags' name.
Over to Essex News. It's obviously the marathon's gone on recently and that's London, but you know, nearby. And there was a guy wearing a dinosaur costume that did the fastest ever London marathon inflatable costume. Wild.
There was a guy.
Can you imagine the sweat?
I showed the guys in the car on the way here, someone ran the marathon and every mile they drunk a glass of wine.
Yeah.
They drank 26 glasses of wine.
Well, it was tasting, but it was still a lot of wine.
No, he was still drinking the whole glass. It? Yeah, yeah.
That's fast.
I seen some woman stop, have a vape and run the gas. That's my spirit animal.
That's so crazy.
Our question to you is, would you ever run a marathon?
Absolutely. I mean, I would.
You wouldn't. You would not.
If I was, you know, fit and shit, but
yeah,
I would, but no, not now. I think, why would you want to run 26 miles?
Yeah.
What's wrong with
it? It's like the, do you know what was actually pretty crazy to see? Was it was literally like outside my door, basically, where I've just moved to. You could, we came out like, and you could see everyone running.
Oh yeah, I've seen your Snapchat.
And it was unreal, like everyone cheering. And there was literally like, I'd come out, we'd be watching TV. You'd come out and there's still like a sea of people. Like obviously there's like, what, 100,000 people running.
How many
running.
People like, run it, do you know?
So many people.
I wouldn't know.
It is mental to see, but I know what you mean. It's just a lot, like 26 miles.
26 miles.
I guess it's like for a good cause and like...
Well, it is all for charity. Yeah. That's but how like, you end to it, isn't it?
No. Because you know what I think's fucked as well? I run a 5K and that's only 3.2 miles.
I walk up the stairs and I'm out of breath, so yeah. It says a lot.
Would you ever do, that sounds really like, have you ever done sport? But is there anything that you like doing? Because I hate sport.
I actually used to play football, rugby, cricket and golf.
Shut up, not rug.
Yeah.
Rug.
Yeah, rug.
You used to play rug?
Rugfoot.
Rugfoot G. Really?
Cricket, I went to bowl and face planted the floor, so I never played again.
No.
But that sport's not for me.
Not the crick.
Mm.
No, I've never been really
me
into sport.
Me and crick didn't get on.
Have you not? I used to have badminton at school.
I did dance and gymnastics.
Did you? Could you lift the leg all
the
way
up? Are you still quite flexible now?
No, love. No.
It's just the
reaction. You're not that bad.
No,
you're not that bad.
Oh, damn.
You always make up scenarios.
Less of that, lad.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, what did he say?
I said...
You'd know about lifting his leg up.
His leg up.
You're not shagging.
No.
No.
Never.
So seriously.
No, but...
Let's not put that out there.
I just try and think about it like, I don't know. It's... Do you never, we asked this last time, do you never think that like, could happen?
George, no, George, no. Like, okay, I'm going to give you an example.
Don't say
here.
It's me and you. I'm gonna,
it's like people. Saying you and Danny are shagging.
Yes,
do you know what I mean?
About to say, like, you and Moyo, right?
Yeah, or
surely,
you or Josh.
There's not a time that you're going to sit there with Moyo or Josh and be like, put your cock in my hand.
I'm joking.
We've got no Tom Garrett on our hands, I think.
Oh my God.
No, yeah, that's fair. I get you.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it would never happen.
Yeah,
you know what
not.
I mean?
No
have
way.
Have you had experience with girls? I don't know why we've reverted back onto this.
He has. Yeah.
Three?
Yeah. I could never.
Three. You touch first base, second base, all base.
All base.
All base?
Yeah.
He's super based.
Oh, I love being Nicky M. I do. Are you seeing her?
No.
No.
You're not. She's in London.
Have you seen Tate?
No. Oh. I had a ticket for Monday, but I couldn't make it.
Oh, she's unreal.
Did you guys see her?
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah. How was it?
Amazing.
Oh,
so good.
She was at the Apollo, weren't you? Oh, yeah, that's why you were there.
Yeah.
Just went for a walk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The off license for
she's so good. But did she do her thing that she does on TikTok where she's like, and then like doesn't sing the rest?
Yeah.
Just, like,
yeah.
Kind of iconic, though.
Yeah, she was shaking her ass a lot.
Was she?
Yeah.
After
it was
your own
heart.
Quite horny.
Yeah,
it's quite rosy writing the script. George, what music are you into at the minute? Anything?
I'm into... Oh, fuck, really.
I'm in my depressive era.
Are you?
Yeah, badly.
Are you?
Yeah.
What type of depressive?
Oh my God, what's that song?
What, like Billie Eilish vibe?
No, like... Gracie Abrams, Tate McRae.
Tate's album is a bit... Some of it's
sad,
isn't it?
Yeah, sad. Like... Yeah, you're like Debbie Downer at the moment.
Debbie Downer.
Guys, we actually need
a wee.
Yeah. To
bear with.
Halt.
That's fine.
Obviously, camera. We had to do something for Yarn and Kane. It's been a whole year. Not since we've last seen him, but we've had him on the pod. So we've got you a little present. Eyes closed, everyone. Eyes closed.
No, I'm actually
keep your eyes closed. Right. Everything's still closed.
Right.
I promise you.
Three, two, one, open your eyes.
Give fucking up! Fuck off! Are you taking the
pen?
No,
we got you an injection.
What curry?
We don't really know.
Like
a ruby something or
we got you like the shoe's finest. We got you like a
what
naan.
The frick?
I can smell the naan.
I
You are a pig, Lev.
Have that.
No, not dry like that, Lev. We've got to dip it in the car.
Oh, we this is like Christmas see. Day.
Oh my God, see what that?
Live. Honestly, I was like, I've got to do it for you.
Oh, did you sweet?
No, no.
What's that?
That's a mac.
Is that opening it then, Lev? No, that's
we've got a fork on the way.
Oh my
we got chicken ruby.
Is that chicken biryani?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's biryani.
I think so.
God, I'm literally going to kiss
it. This smells unreal.
Any rubbish, just chuck in there.
I'm going to kiss you.
Is this not a bit embarrassing, though, that two fat boys are eating Indian?
Absolutely.
No, you don't have to eat the whole thing.
Oh, we just wanted to surprise you. Oh, my God.
We have missed.
That smells spicy.
That smells lovely.
We've missed like seeing you guys together.
Wait, oh
we've
God,
I'm sorry.
Can you just stop that?
Fuck.
Put that nicely there, lad.
Guys,
we'll move
guys,
that.
Wait, what have you got?
India!
Yes. I'm obsessed.
Oh,
forks are on the way. That does smell insane. Don't it smell insane,
Kat? Have
some, Lav. Have some.
Do you know,
it's not going anywhere.
No, I can't.
Wait your turn.
I can't.
Are we going for a dunk?
We're going for a dunk. Are we dunking that or are you dunking that?
That's mint sauce.
You do like this.
Ready?
Hang on, I don't want to get out. All right, don't wait.
I can't wait.
Cool.
Oh my God, what is that like? No. No, is that horny?
I'm going to collapse. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking.
I've got a taste that.
Guys, oh, you're so
I'm going to prolapse.
Let me taste some.
Taste it.
I don't know how to.
Literally.
Wait.
Dunk it in that.
No,
it might go everywhere though.
Do you want me to dunk this bit?
Yeah, please.
How are we going to give it over, Lav?
Right, George, Lav. Oh my God.
Do you want to taste it? Like, do you not like Indian?
It's not that I don't like Indian.
Do you like Indian?
I've got to go to the gym after this.
Like Indian?
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God.
Meet you there, babe.
Sure. I've got to go to the gym after
this. Yeah, me too. Oh my fuck.
It's unreal.
Are we not the best people ever?
No, you are. I did not expect. I honestly thought like a pie was going
to this is the thing, right? We obviously felt like you were kind of hard done.
Not waiting for the fork?
No, love, I can't. Taste that.
Not with my fingers.
I've used that.
We thought you were quite hard done by last time with the old eating challenges.
We wanted to make it up to you. And also, you've been away.
I just love you all.
Oh my God, guys. Fuck me, that is really nice.
That is unreal.
I have some more, Lev. There's plenty to go around.
I'm a bit like weird with Indian food because one time I had food poisoning and I had to go on like a drip because of...
Oh my God, you're sad. You're sad.
So like... I've always been a bit iffy, but everyone says this room's so nice.
Yeah, we've had this room before.
So yeah, nice. I've never had it before.
No, I can't cope with this.
That, I could fucking smack it in my eyes. I love it.
I'm obsessed.
No, I'm literally obsessed.
Get off your phone.
I'm starving. Where's the fork?
Oh, I can hear forks.
And we got forks.
We got forks.
Spoon.
Oh, we got spoons.
Even better. Thank you. Can we just turn it on?
Whack it on the rice.
What's in it? There's chicken.
Yeah,
there's chicken in it.
It's a chicken ruby.
It's called chicken ruby, lad.
Chicken ruby.
Oh my God.
It's a chick roux.
Spoiling me.
It's a chick roux.
It's a chick roux. No, Ryan, come on.
This is workable. It's
fine. The amount of food I've been
like. Got like all the fucking pies, Lev. Let me have some.
This pod has just turned into.
This is mukbangalore, lad.
For the listeners, this is a mukbangalore going on.
I think it's something else.
Get your old thingy close.
Wait, have you having a bit of chicken? Ready?
No, just rice.
How is it?
Oh.
Is it?
Taste that.
I don't think I can, you know.
Really?
That smells good, though.
I love a good dip. Do you know what I love? A bit of mango chutney.
Oh, it's going everywhere.
Mango chutney.
I love it, mango chutney.
You are a pig. Look at that.
I can't. Oh, it's all over me. But
this is lush.
When you come London... Do you have like a list of places you want to try from TikTok and things like that? Do you have like go-to takeaways
Yeah, we just get like McDonald's and Waggers, don't we?
Do you?
I love Nando's.
Oh, what's your Waggers order?
Oh, I have the pad thai noodles with prawn and chicken.
Gorge.
Curry sauce. Bang, bang, cauliflower.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nice.
I did get the like hot katsu curry, but I changed to, extra hot one.
Do you?
I love spice. I spiced up to fuck. I love spice.
Yeah.
Him and spice are fucking, I can't cope with that.
Yeah, I can't
really.
Do it.
We can't do it.
No, I want to know, like, before we let you in, really enjoy and devour that.
You're
already gone, lad.
What's next for you guys? Anything? Still slaying?
Slaying the boots all the time. What the fuck is next for us?
Diane? I am.
Dunelm. Oh, we said Dunelm. I thought, well, both.
I don't know. Obviously, I've just come back, so it's very quiet on the market.
Do you know what as well? Like, I don't think it's bad to come back and readjust from being away, because you were away for a while and also you haven't seen each other. Yeah. You want to reconnect,
get
not
a
in that way.
Action involved.
Yeah, I just, he's moved in now to my house for a month.
Oh, nice.
Have you?
There's going to be... We're just
going to
back
up. Oh, what, just so excited to see the video.
It's like literally like smack the content out.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for that. Any trips away together? Because I know that you did that. Do you remember when, was it a caravan you stayed in or like a...
Holiday Park.
That was the best thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we did the little dance.
Yeah, no, that was the dance routine.
Oh, we've got Party Hard.
Yeah, we're getting Iron Apple in 2 weeks.
Iron Apple. Oh,
yeah.
And then I go to Paris and Parma then, and then that's it.
Look who's ringing me.
Mum, she's probably pissed on the line from the races. Oh my God, aunt, see you.
Hey, guys. She hung up, you bitch.
Press it again.
Oh, there's rice coming out my hand.
That was out of your mouth.
Put it on loud, I want to hear.
No, don't put it on loud yet.
Put it on loud.
Why?
I don't know what she's going to say.
Oh. It should be fine.
Doubt.
A curry and Lisa bag.
I bet she doesn't answer
ever.
Now.
If she doesn't answer, the phone has just gone down.
Is she taking the piss?
She needs to have a word with herself.
She just hung up.
Is she...
Hi, you've reached the voicemail, Lisa.
I thought she answered. She'll bring back.
Iron Appa.
Yeah.
Right, Party Hard.
Yeah. I'm dreading it.
Yeah.
I'm dreading it.
Are you? Because I used to love those types of holidays. I did Zanti.
Yeah. I mean, Australia was very heavy drinking for me.
Was so it?
I just need a little break now before I go again.
Yeah, a little detox.
Yeah.
How long are you going for?
4 days. Then he's back down for my cousin's wedding. And then I go Paris and back to Maglev.
Right. And how, have you ever been to like Iron Apple or anywhere like that before?
Never been to Iron Apple.
Never been to Apple. Been to Magga. That was fun.
Yeah.
Was
it?
Yeah. Magga that was so fun, good.
Never Iron Apple.
Yeah.
No.
I've not been. Yeah, only Zanti. And where's the place where there's like, in Mallorca there's one. Is that where Napa is in Mallorca?
Magga.
Magga, that's Magga.
Magga, that's Magga.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I haven't been there.
It's Mallorca.
I don't know why I was teeing that up for nothing. I was like, fuck me. Yeah, no, that would be really fun as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. I need a tan now. It's going.
What do you mean?
You look really so tan.
I've got bronze on
the face. I need a tan. I'm transparent.
Transparent.
Honestly, you look like the Cramp twins right now. You know, one of them's like green or whatever. We do a segment on the pod called Cancelled Courtroom. So to finish things up, basically what we do is like in each household of the people on, we talk about who's been cancelled that week. So like it would be mum for us right now for not answering.
Yeah, she's already been cancelled.
She's been cancelled. Like in your lives at the minute, even out of each other, who do you think's cancelled this week and why? Doesn't have to be anything cancellable, by the way. Like, no.
Yeah, Ian.
Why? What have I done?
Airbnb this morning, love. You got in the shower and knocked the shower curtain off.
Oh, you're getting fined.
Yeah, and he's fucking paying for it. Yeah. I'm not.
Guys, I didn't even touch it.
You said that in the shop yesterday. He walked past a pack of Scampi fries, they fell off the shelf. Oh, weren't me.
No,
was it Casper?
I mean, we've all just said you did come in and knock yourself.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, for context.
Guilty, bang.
Right, I'm getting fucking mugged off, yeah?
Your
already broken.
Not my side.
Yeah, no, that's the only thing I think of.
We're still paying this off on Klarna.
No, is it just glitter?
Yes, it's fine. Right, it's okay.
A bit mastic, lad.
Bit your gum on my desk.
Yeah.
On it.
That's not gum.
So you're cancelled for being clumsy?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, mum's cancelled for not answering us. It's quite rude.
Yeah.
What's she doing? And that's it. You've been cancelled for anything, Kane.
Have I?
No, I don't think you've done anything.
I feel like you live a stress-free life. Really.
I'm quite easygoing.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I hear it.
There's something every fucking day.
There's a problem every
minute.
You're that friend, you know, that like always calls and they're like, oh my God, like the guy I'm having.
Yeah.
You
know, he'll ring me and if I'm not answering, he'll text my mum. If she's not answering, message all my friends, put in a group chat, get Kane to answer now. Answer. I don't know, something random. How do I share my link on my profile on TikTok? I was like, do you not know what fucking Google is?
No, honestly, guys, I'm the most stupidest person when it comes to like social media. I can't work anything.
Yeah, but I'm like that with Snapchat.
I can't do it.
I'm
a bit of Snapchat at the minute.
I'm trying really hard.
I love it. I got that yellow tick thing.
Yeah.
Getting on it.
Yeah, but do you not find it just hard to update so many forms of social media at the same time?
No, I get what you mean.
Like George taught me how to do a Q&A box. I didn't know how to answer.
No, I wouldn't be able to do that.
I was with Joe and I was like, that's a Q&A box, do it. He didn't post one question.
I just don't really get it. Oh, someone said something about Ice Spice or something and answered that. I don't know how it works. Also, I'm 27 in like 2 weeks.
Ooh. I thought you were already 27.
No, in two weeks.
Did I offend him?
Yeah. No, I just generally did.
I'm getting my Botox redone.
No, I need it too.
There's nothing there, babe.
No, wait.
You look like the Cadbury's kids. Remember?
Is the line coming?
There is no line. You're like, I need Botox. Is the line coming? One singular dent. Oh, bless it. Yeah, me and George are going to get it together, aren't we?
George, frown?
I don't think it's the frowning, which is the...
Oh.
And on that note...
Thank you so much for coming on. This has been a pleasure. The conversation for so long, isn't
it? Like,
when are you back? When are you back? When are you back?
Made it out of the group chat.
And it made it out of the group chat and into a Dishoom order.
Always a pleasure. Never a chore.
Honestly.
Thank you for that. I'm going to fucking devour it.
You guys go ham on that when we're finished. And yeah, guys, we will see you next week. If you've been watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe.
If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. It helps massively.
Obviously, and comment your favourite takeaway.
Indian. Obviously, you don't follow Yai and Kane, everything will be down below. But that is us for this week. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah.